Hello and welcome to 7,000 Feet Stronger. Again, it's Ben and Jay here to discuss programming, but before we kick off the programming discussion, we got a couple gym updates. We kind of wanted to expand upon some questions about the newsletter in January. First of all, open prep. Starting January 19th, it's a Saturday at 8 a.m. You're looking at about an hour and a half long class, five classes, prepping you for the open. Coached by Jay, do you have anything to expand on what you're going to go over in those 5 weeks?
Yeah, so essentially the open is a set, relatively, it's a set number of movements that are actually done each year, and it's relatively the same for the most part. We're not looking at any crazy new stuff usually. Dave Castro throws in a handful every now and then. But we're going to go over the typical movements. We'll work on them skill-based. We'll also kind of determine what your capacity is for those movements. You know, are you able to string together five pull-ups and then do other activities? Are you able to do 10 chest to bars and do something else after that? What does your rowing capacity look like? And so we'll determine some of those, and then we'll help kind of use that to set some different plans for coming into the open with some open style workouts. And so when the open actually comes, you know, we'll really be able to really dial in exactly what you should be doing for those workouts to get the best possible results.
So you kind of go into an individual approach for the open for that specific person attending the class.
Absolutely.
Cool. Which is, you know, there is tend to be a trend in open workouts. You can't go for an outside run. We don't have an air runner. Not every affiliate's going to have an air runner. So yep. We do see repeats in a lot of these things. I think it's a great idea. If you are interested in the open prep, let us know. ClassPass members, it's $50, and it's included in the unlimited membership as well. So we also talked about the Olympic lifting classes or weightlifting classes. We are in the middle of determining a time and day for that. We will see them more frequently instead of the 5 week rotations. We're still gonna do specialty rotations for 5 weeks, but we're gonna keep more consistent time and day for weightlifting. We're getting the feedback and trying to see what's best for the community on what day that'll happen.